One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey there, second shooters. Is there something that you would like to defend? That you really just, you've been itching to get your point across and change people's perspective about this very special thing in your heart? Well, now you can. You can email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com. And we would like to set something up, if it is, of course, something that should be defended. We are not doing a Hitler episode. Why do you think Hitler deserves another chance? Despite the proof that may or may not be there, we're just not going to do it. But just try anyway. Just email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com to let your voice be heard.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College.
Hey guys, welcome back to Second Shot.
I did it.
Except we're not. Oh wait, welcome. We're welcoming him back from last week. Yep. To me, that in my head, I was like, this isn't after the break yet. We didn't do the intro, but this is the intro.
Do you know? Yeah, that's how things start.
I forgot they were coming back from last week.
Yeah, they're always coming back.
That's kind of exclusive of the new listeners.
It's true. We are on Cleveland.com now, so we're very important.
We have a lot of new
followers. We're one
now.
Of the 33, which is a very weird number to choose. Thank you, Nikki, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. That was awesome.
Yes, it was very flattering. My aunt liked the post. She probably still hasn't listened to the podcast, but she liked the
post. I think we got, it garnered us double-digit extra listens, totaling 10.
Ooh, that is double-digit.
Yep, we made it.
We will never find out because SoundCloud doesn't tell us RSS information. That pisses me off.
Are we gonna, I thought we were switching it.
Maybe, we'll see. Inside baseball. So... this week, we are going to be talking about American Dad, the Seth MacFarlane act of desperation before he before Family Guy came back.
There was another act of desperation. Well, no. Never mind. Cleveland Show came
Cleveland Show was after. That was after everything came back. But we'll talk about that when we get to it. But we'll have Mike's right here sitting pretending like he's
Yay,
not here.
Yay! I can talk! See, it's actually a curse. I can't speak until you say my name.
It's a classic improv guy.
I wanted to say... Thank you. I wanted to say congratulations on getting on that 33 list.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it's every podcast in Cleveland.
It was pretty... Everybody who submitted to her Facebook page.
Hey, guys, I'm looking for podcasts. Can everyone submit theirs?
But yes, thank you. I mean, hey, exposure is exposure.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah. It was real. What she wrote was really nice, too. So it wasn't just... hey, here's a list. Go through every page and just look at their logo. It was a nice little write-up, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah, it was not a slideshow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God, fucking slideshows.
And also, I have a problem with your slight against American Dad.
Oh, we'll get into that.
All right, cool, I'll wait.
I'm going to slight it. I'll slight it even more later.
Restrain yourself.
I'll wait.
But, Devin, how was your week? Did you do anything fun?
I had a good week. I hung out with, it was actually really funny because I went to watch the American Dad episodes like earlier, like before I came over. And the third one, I don't want to get into it too much, but it was called American Stepdad.
Uh-oh.
And someone received the stepdad, I don't want to spoil it, we'll get there. The stepdad in the episode gives stepson a car, and I gave... my future maybe stepson a toy car today, and
what kind of car?
I'm a
big Fast and Furious guy, so
it was a toy Lamborghini. I'm pretty sure. At least it looked like that flat car.
So you're making him gay now.
One of those flat cars, yeah.
One of those flat cars. real low to the ground, about like 2 centimeters. But yeah, it was a really odd experience.
So you gave him this car.
Gifted
this car. Was this a car you owned already that you gave?
I bought it cash.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, this high roller.
Yeah, on the way there.
Got Hot Wheels money over here.
Yeah. It was straight totally
from the happens when you start a podcast in Cleveland.
Yeah, the Cleveland.com money rolled in real quick, and I instantly had to buy my future steps on a car. It was the first thing on my priorities. but yeah, I gave it to him. He drove it around a little bit and then dumped out his 50 other cars and forgot about it. So
I'm proud of him.
I mean, you try. Maybe he'll be a good stepdad one day.
Was it a Hot Wheel? Was it a Power Wheel? Was it a Tonka?
Was it a Micro Machine?
Yeah. I think that matters.
I don't even know those exist anymore.
I
don't think it's a Micro Machine.
It was a generic Walgreens.
Well, that's fucking why I forgot about that.
Yeah, I would have dumped that in the garbage. That.
It was pretty cool. It had an air intake on it, which I thought was pretty sweet.
I kind of wish it had the Walgreens logo on it. Are you sure it wasn't like a Walgreens delivery truck?
It was a Walgreens NASCAR.
It always comes in last.
I hope that exists.
The driver's just like fucked up on purpose.
We're cleaning up the spill, the crash and the oil spill on the track here with some Walgreens brand paper towels.
We're using a lot of them. They're very thin. Well, Devin, that sounds like a very eventful week.
Yeah, it's
like
all
week. Why do I sound
week.
So condescending when I say that to you?
Very eventful week. That one thing you did.
Oh, what a great thing, being nice to a child, you fucking idiot.
I'm sorry. I probably didn't have as exciting of a week as you, George.
Yeah. Actually, you probably did. I didn't do much this week.
All this money's going to our heads.
It's true.
We have to end this podcast. I don't need you anymore.
Yeah. The money's going right outside of the podcast. Obviously, if you can hear from the audio quality, it's definitely not going into the show. The engineer that we hired asked for, like, what, $20 a week? I'm like, fuck you.
$20 a week?
It's too much.
It seems like a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
For an hour show.
But, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, no, I don't. I didn't do much this week. I don't. I'm already blanking on what I did. It was mostly just work and pretty uneventful. I watched some movies.
Which movies were they, George?
I don't even remember.
The
I watched the last 2/3 of Into the Storm.
Into the Storm. I don't know this movie.
Or last third, probably. It's a found footage disaster movie about a bunch of tornadoes that all accumulate into one giant tornado.
Okay, now how horrible are the visual effects, or are they great?
They're pretty solid.
Okay,
cool. I mean, for like a, it was a theatrical release.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It had was it Matt Besser? Or no?
Really?
Matt
Besser? It had one of the UCB guys. I can't remember. It's not Matt Besser. The other one.
The but guy that's tall, Mark McConville.
The bald guy.
Does he have a mustache?
Yeah.
And he's featured on Parks and Rec a couple times.
Yeah.
Man, him. Yeah.
And
okay,
the
cool.
And the wife from Walking Dead.
Oh, okay, cool.
I did not hear of this movie.
I don't
it's
recall
not,
her name.
It came out a few years ago. There was a big, like, all I remember is the trailer. I don't even think the trailer featured any human beings. It was just like a bunch of tornadoes.
Oh, I really hope that's
there's a giant, like, at the end of the movie, there's like an F6, which I don't think exists. F7, I don't know.
What's
F5.
It?
Tornado judges?
Oh, a tornado.
Yeah. Tornado.
Hey man,
there's no F6.
These ones go up to 6.
I only watched a third of the movie, so I don't know. But they all accumulated into the biggest tornado ever. And I remember in the trailer, like, there's a shot of them it hitting an airport and taking all of the airplanes and lifting them into like the air and stuff. And then there's like a fire tornado, you know, and like this thing. It's like,
what was the cause of all these tornadoes?
I don't know.
We have some really bad weather.
When hot air combines with cold air.
Supercell thunderstorms. but overall, I watched 2012 again.
Yes! It's a great movie.
It has my favorite last line to an entire movie ever.
What is the last line?
It's John Cusack's daughter saying, "No more underoos."
What?
No. Seriously?
Because there's a whole like a plot point at the beginning that's completely forgotten, where she's like, "Yeah, your 8-year-old daughter still wets the bed. So what?" And then like none of it matters for the rest of the movie until the very last line. So
the
emotional catharsis you're supposed to go away with is, oh, this girl doesn't wet her bed anymore because the world ended. She's like, well, I can't be scared of anything else now.
How much better would it have been if her last line was no more dunkaroos?
Well, that'd be terrible.
Like they were all destroyed in the storm.
That's
That would be the worst.
That's the sequel.
That's the sequel. It's just the focus.
2017. The re-dunkening.
It needs to happen. It totally needs to happen. Speaking of disaster movies, did you ever see The Cove? Not The Cove. Shoot, what was the one? It was like a found footage movie. It was based around this lady who was a reporter and her camera guy.
Oh,
and
was it the giant tidal wave? The tsunami movie?
It was a pier that had a fungus that would... You know those things that attach themselves to the inside of fish mouths?
Mm-hmm.
They imagined what if that happened to humans. And it was really low budget, but it was on Netflix for a really long time.
The Bay,
yes.
Yeah, because that's...
It was well done for
being cheap. That's like
I should check that.
A well-respected director. I think it was Barry Livingston? No. It was someone like that, though.
Oh, okay.
I remember seeing the trailer for it, and I was really into it. I heard it was pretty solid, but...
I saw it because my girlfriend at the time was like, I want to watch a scary movie, and I heard this was okay, and she was really into like the low-budget like VHS horror films, which weren't bad.
Mm-hmm. The first two are pretty good. The third one's terrible.
I didn't know. They made a third. Yeah. It's another collection.
VHS Viral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds awful already. But yeah, The Bay was really good, so I suggest people watch that for disaster films, found footage.
Check it out. Mike, how was your week? I know you don't. The audience has no context, but
when is this coming out?
About 2 weeks.
Oh, my week in 1 week from now, it's just going to be swell.
Oh,
I'm just confident.
Yes, it is.
But the week currently I'm living in, it was fine. I was in Chicago over the weekend. I went and saw a soccer game, and we lost. And
who's
then,
we?
The Columbus Crew.
Is that a team?
Yeah, it's the team.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like you're just a group of friends who like soccer.
No. I went alone and I met up with a bunch of Columbus Crew fans that are based out of Chicago. And I was drunk from 11 a.m. to when I fell asleep.
It's soccer.
You
got to do something.
It was a good time. But I was in Chicago the whole weekend, walked around the city, took pictures, and
nice.
Hung out with some comics. I went to an open mic on a Sunday afternoon at like 5 p.m.
Oh, it sounds like there's a huge crowd there.
All comics, of course.
Wow, you can really get work in Chicago.
Sure can. And I walk in and I see a guy that I knew and I was like, hey man, it's nice to see you again. And he acted the best he could, not act like he didn't know who I was. And so that was discouraging. And then I went to sign up on the list and I was going to sign up as number 20 out of 20.
Oof.
And I was like, I'm in Chicago. I'm not doing anything else. Bad decision. By the end of the show, they're like, all right, we have to speed this up because we have to be out of here at 7, so everyone's getting 2 minutes. And I'm like, what am I doing here? What am I doing? I was like, I should just leave.
I'm so glad I quit comedy.
It was upsetting. The rest of the weekend was nice.
That's good.
And
I'm glad you had that fun experience in
Thank you.
Chicago.
I appreciate it.
I need to be condescending to everybody on this podcast.
Glad you had that fun weekend.
Well, I just
accepted I'm glad your little comedy's going well.
You didn't watch a third of a tornado movie, but...
Dude, I didn't, and I should have.
I'm going to watch the second third of a tornado movie next week.
Dude, what we should do is we should all... assign a movie to ourselves, and we should break it up into the acts, and only we can watch that.
Sounds like somebody got a new improv game on for his podcast.
It's probably not going to happen.
That would be fun though. Like piece the puzzle together. It would be like Memento,
but we'll have people that have to get a tattoo. Time on their hands. We'll have to get the plot of Twister tattooed on our chest.
I'm cool with that. The plot, it's just the script.
Speaking of plot. You know what we're doing today is watching American Dad, which has a lot of plot. I'm really stretching.
It has a little plot. It has more plot than...
That would be it tries like, more than Family Guy.
Speaking of plot is like saying acting out dialogue.
saying words. Let's go watch some. Almost said Family Guy. I was like, ooh.
Don't do that.
Let's go watch some American Dad.
Woo!
And then we'll be back in a few minutes to talk about it.
Same thing.
Words.
Down the gauntlet has been laid. Lane? Laid.
Delivery for the Phantom of the Telethon.
Oh my god, my pipe organ, yay! This is what I'm supposed to play maniacally down in the catacombs?
Oh, what'd you think you were getting for $39.95?
No, this is totally unacceptable. Ah. Yeah, I can work with this.
All right, guys, and we're back with the Second Shot Podcast. I know I said the Second Shot, but
that's the wrong name.
Who cares? Welcome back to Dom Imus in the Morning.
I was going to say, what character are you doing?
I don't know
right
what I'm doing anymore.
Or that was like Alex Jones.
No.
Let me reason with you. The pyramids are made by Jews.
Reptilians stole my lunch money.
They stole your lunch money.
Those all sound like American Dad jokes.
We just watched it. So yeah, we did just watch. We watched. Blood.
Let me bring up a list of what we just watched. We'll get that out there right up front.
So we can suggest the listener listen to the same episodes,
yes,
right?
Yeah, if they want to. Please do.
Hey, we just found out that it might be removed from Netflix.
Yeah, so by the time this is up, it might be gone.
An audible gasp.
So the first episode we watched was Tears of a Clooney, season one. Episode 20, you said 28, but I think it was like 24.
Okay.
Well, it's 23.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a season finale.
Okay. Actually. Yeah, that's what I thought. The second one was Phantom of the Telethon, season 4, episode 7, and American Stepdad, season 8, episode 4. So we'll try and go as much in order as we can. You know, I have a bunch of notes. Especially the first one. I got really tired of it after a while with the last two. But we'll see what we get. But first of all, Mike, why American Dad and why these three episodes?
I tried choosing episodes based on giving it a wide range. Because the origin of the show was just that Mike Barker, Matt Weitzman, and Seth didn't like Bush. They're like, they have this interview.
The real hot take.
Yeah, and they're like, we hated Bush, and we wanted to do a show that was, you know, topical. And so the original point of the show was to do, conservative, how ridiculous the regular conservative views are. Mm-hmm. With some of the episodes where Steve gets pregnant, and then they secretly abort it and stuff like that. And so I wanted to include one of those, but Tears of a Clooney, it was just one of the best, in my opinion, in the first episode or first season. And so I was trying to pick one from the beginning, middle, and end. Well, near the end, it's mm-hmm. still going. And but American Dad, just the show in general. My friends tried to get me to start watching Family Guy, 2003. Because it started in 99, right?
Something like that.
And they had a few DVDs from the seasons that got removed. Early
those
stuff.
Those were really big, those first three volumes. Yeah.
Yep. And I liked it. And then when they introduced American Dad in 2005, I was in high school. And it was, I don't know, it was just like, you know, I was watching TV late at night, watch Family Guy, and then immediately American Dad came on. I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch this. It looks same animation style. And it was really good. I thought it was extremely good, and I liked that they didn't do the cutaways thing.
Because
Family Guy, let's admit, it's a glorified sketch show.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not gonna shit on it at all for that. I don't like Family Guy very much compared to some other shows, especially American Dad. But I don't know. There's something about it. I think it's really clever, and the way it progressed later on when they got away from that strict, let's just do parodies of conservatives. Mm-hmm. I think that's when it actually became a great show, in my opinion, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think it really opened up and became something after they Getaway.
I don't know if you would find a lot of people that would say that like American Dad better than Family Guy. Like,
really?
Well, I used to be one of those people.
Really? Okay.
I don't like Family Guy. I mean, when I was a kid, when those first three volumes came out, I was with everybody else. I loved them. I watched them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was part of that Bring Back Family Guy campaign, and, you know, that came to bite us all in the ass. But, yeah, I mean, when I first saw American Dad, I hated it. Like, I was just like, I don't get this. You know, it's, like, not funny.
Was it when it first came out?
The first two or three episodes, I think.
Okay.
You know, like, I remember that, you know, that first joke that they put on all the ads where it's like, we're on code red, which means something will happen at some point, somewhere, in some place.
Sharp,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the pilot's rough. But, I mean, most pilots are.
Yeah.
But you're totally right that, like, watching that pilot again makes you chuckle because you go, man, this is sloppy.
Well, like,
even the writing.
Yeah, it's
I think
to get
even
out there.
Pretty much any of the Bush era version of the show is just not great. Like when they were trying to their attempt at satire was so obvious and lazy that it got to a point where it was frustrating. But when they just delved into these characters a little bit more,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I still don't like the characters. I like some of them. Okay. I like the son, whatever his name
Steve.
Is, Steve. And I like Roger.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I don't like Stan. I think he's
you don't
annoying.
Like Stan at all?
No.
He's so endearing.
I was gonna say Stan made me laugh the most, I think,
really?
In these three episodes. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can see his appeal, but like I find him frustrating, and I think once they got away from like we're gonna talk only about torture and abortion and you know, trying to make points and just like we're just gonna be a funny show about like a conservative family.
Right.
I think it got better and they got a little weirder. You know?
Yeah, when they got weirder, okay, a little background. Mike Barker and Matt Weitzman have the same background as Seth in that they started off in animation, of course, but mm-hmm. they started off in writing like Johnny Bravo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Seth was a Johnny Bravo writer. I'm pretty sure
really?
Mike Barker was also.
I never knew that.
Or he was a producer of earlier, like kids, Cartoon Network cartoons.
Yeah.
And that's really their bread and butter. They were just got liberal dudes that had production connections, and they wanted to do a satire show. But they're not satire guys. They're not Daily Show writers. So when they finally did get into their element, which is the ridiculous, that's when the show took mm-hmm. off. I still do enjoy the early seasons, though, because you can see, like... I didn't include this in the episodes I had you guys watch, but there's just a line where Stan tells Francine, I'm going to ruin the joke, so I'm not going to do it, but it's just a really good joke about a broom, and it's just well done. And it has nothing to do with any sort of conservative joke at all. It's not political. It's just stupid,
yeah.
And it seems very, I don't know.
Well, I mean...
Abstract.
Their obtuseness in their comedy is funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, like there are times, like, I wrote down for, I think it was the last episode of the, where, or it's a telethon one.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those jokes where it gets real quiet. They make, like, we're not going to go blue balls. And then the one guy just laughs. Like, there's no one else laughing. He's just like,
maybe we're working too hard.
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, that kind of stuff's really dumb, but I find it funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it, I don't know why it's funny. I don't have a reason for it. I know it's not a good joke, but it's funny.
I laughed at so many of those stupid jokes watching these three episodes.
But
like
that's the thing.
The Phantom of the Opera keyboard, too.
Oh,
and
yes, absolutely. Because it used different, like, you know, because you remember as a kid, those stupid presets that you didn't know how to play the damn
put on, like, the,
piano.
Yeah, like,
you just
the,
put on the little...
The salsa beat or, like, the rock beat.
I love that.
Just,
that
like,
great
hearing
beat.
It again, like, after he, like, dropped the boat on the hacky sack kid.
Yeah.
And, like, it... comes in again, like, it just made me laugh every time just because it was so dumb.
I didn't get the boat thing. That confused me.
Yeah, like, it was like, is this kid just, like, dead? Is this character just dead?
They do kill some people, and then they made you, like, come back.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Just
it's cartoon, so I'm, like, I go with it, but, like...
It's easy to hate on Jeff Fisher in that he's not the show's Meg, but he is, like, hated on the show, like, on purpose. Like,
yeah.
He's just shit
I
on.
Like him more than the daughter.
You like Jeff? Well, I mean, Haley isn't really, she's just kind of really angsty. She's not that funny. There are some episodes where they actually get to explore her more, which is great because that's Rachel McFarlane. That's his sister.
Oh, okay.
And she's very funny when they write her funny.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like the kids, I think, in Family Guy a little more. Than, like, watching these, I remember watching a lot of them back in the day. Like, I didn't really watch them when they aired outside of, like, when it first started because I was still, like, a Family Guy fan where I was like, I was still liking Family Guy enough that I'm like, oh, let me see what this new show's about. And I never really like hooked on to it until it was playing on Adult Swim all the time. I just have Adult Swim on just constantly and American Dad would be on. So I'd watch it. And, but like, I always liked Stan and I liked Roger and like the kids. I didn't like the rest of the family as much as I like in Family Guy. Like, yeah. I don't know. Okay. Chris and Meg are a lot funnier. I like Brian and Stewie. I don't,
Brian and Stewie were kind of the pull for that show for me, at least.
Yeah.
Just eventually, like they became like a really, like a main side.
They were a good odd couple. But yeah, let's get kind of more into in depth with these, like this first episode.
Yeah. Tell me what you thought. And
I'm just going to read you some notes. And we'll,
okay,
if,
cool.
If anything, if you hear.
And I'll scoff at them.
Yeah. Well, there's just mostly like ideas, but like in the opening the newspaper read Rob Schneider dead at 62. Great. Hilarious, guys.
they abandoned that newspaper bit after I think three seasons because they're just like,
we get it, the Simpsons do it too, like fucking, like not everybody needs to be the Simpsons.
It seemed like they turned it into the like the Roger costume gag eventually, or was that always a thing?
No, they did eventually turn it into the Roger, like, popping up in the SUV, and then...
Yeah.
And that was so they didn't have to write another quip on a dumb newspaper that no one really cared about. Right, and,
Do they have to write another gem like Rob Schneider dead at 62? They're 24 episodes in, and they already ran out.
Just kill a celebrity.
Like I said, most of those are... I mean, it's also the end of the first season. They don't give a shit. They just, they're like, oh, I don't know. Rob Schneider, he looks old.
I don't know. Oh, Scarecrow and Mrs. King. I think there was a show she was on that Francine was on.
You don't remember Scarecrow and Mrs. King?
No, is that a real show?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
That's that's just a reference to... you. I can't believe you don't remember Scarecrow and Mrs. King. It's just a late 70s
show. Oh, of course. How would I not know that?
Come on!
I was born in 1989. How can I not remember that?
Come on!
Don't you read your history?
You're right.
There's plenty of people that are older than us that watch watch cartoons.
I've never heard of it.
Was that like Clooney's first acting role then?
No, that was completely fake. It was just so Stan could say, you were on Scarecrow and Mrs. King. And then, it was just...
So was it supposed to be a joke? I'm confused. Like, where I was just like, hey, the writers are like, hey, I remember this show.
They wouldn't... I'm sure they didn't want to make up a fake show for Francine and Clooney to be on. So I think they just picked one.
They just said Roseanne.
Why would they do that then? I mean, then you'd be like,
was on Roseanne.
Then you would just say years later, why would they quote a show that's better than this one? And then they're just trying to reach for a show that's better.
I haven't seen Scarecrow and Mrs. King, but based on this episode, it's probably any episode.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King is a great show, though.
There you go. Freelance wet nursing.
So good, so good.
There's like five rape jokes in this episode.
Is there really five rape jokes?
There's at least three in the first act.
I don't remember, like, any.
Yeah, I don't either.
There's a lot.
Wait,
I can't even remember off the top of my head, but, like, I'm just writing.
You can't just accuse rape jokes with no proof.
I watched it over 24 hours ago.
Oh. Well, you should have wrote them down while you're writing down your notes.
I can't remember what it was. But
can't just say...
They just drop it a few times. I don't know.
What if McFarlane?
This was also
someone
the episode...
said something like "you raped my senses" or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, well, this was also the episode in which Roger has the vineyard, correct?
Yes.
Which is a great side story.
Is it?
Yes, it's extremely good. All right,
it doesn't go anywhere.
Wait until I hear your. Yes, it does, because it's not supposed to be about them. It's just a great cutback. And Haley gets cancer for some reason.
Oh,
it's
a
B story for the sake of a B story. It's really frustrating.
They had to commit so much time to the Francine and...
Yeah, but you can have a B story that makes sense.
sometimes.
Or
but this
funny.
Was, this was great because they tied in the stuff from Clooney and Stan. Every time that Clooney's like, "Yeah, I'm bringing it back," because he's just supposed to be. They're supposed to be making fun of him like he's this trend-setting hipster guy.
Yeah, because they got the pipe thing.
Yeah, the pipes, the chops, the mutton chops.
I don't remember Roger or any of them with mutton chops, but maybe I was just.
Steve had them taped on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because the next one is the vineyard thing. Is that story like a reference to something? Like I saw visual motifs, like
no, just Roger's
Cool Hand
just
Luke
super,
and stuff. But like
he's just an eccentric weirdo.
No, but it felt like it was like a reference to something. I don't know. It just felt very deliberate.
Not necessarily. I mean, he was enslaving children. I mean, he was being like a plantation owner, yeah, which is absolutely horrendous. And then Steve was just going along with it because he got those two foster children.
Also, Coppola wine's not that bad. I think it's pretty good. He makes good movies. He makes okay wine.
Oh my god,
wine guy knows.
Yeah,
all about the Coppola wines.
That's right.
I think you were just a little mad about the slight about Coppola wine.
Right. It doesn't taste like beard hair and smoke or whatever you said.
It's personal now.
Godfather's a good movie, and his red wine is
okay.
How
about, like, the weird, sad, like, ending of this episode, though? Like, when, Stan just rejects Clooney, so Clooney's all sad, and, they're happy at the end, but they, like... Stan and Francine are hugging.
And he cries.
And he just, like, ends the episode crying, and you see Clooney just weeping on the television, too.
It's
so weird.
There's a lot of episodes where Stan is kind of just a straight-up dick to Francine, so this was kind of nice to, like, see him be a little out of
sacrifice.
Character. Yeah.
I enjoyed the episode for that storyline.
Like, they try and sneak in lessons every once in a while, like it's a kid's
lessons?
Show. Which is hilarious
what
to me.
What do you learn from this?
You learned that Stan's not that bad of a dude.
That's not a lesson. That's an arc.
Okay. You learn that conservative men can also love their wife. I don't know.
Well, that's what I wrote. I'm like,
they can Clooney, they're not as evil as you might think.
Clooney
I guess.
And
I
Stan,
don't know.
Especially
Maybe
in the first
are.
Season, would have never gotten along.
Who? What?
Clooney and Stan. Just based on their political opinions, there's no way they would ever have
this
gotten
Clooney
along.
Was nothing like real Clooney.
No, I know. Also, that frustrated me that it wasn't really Clooney. You make such a big deal out of it. Okay, I get it. You can't get George Clooney, but like,
well, it was also
write it about somebody else.
It was also a callback. It was a callback to a couple episodes where Francine.
I remember because it's like a runner for a long time. I think it's funny when it's like in the ether.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I don't think bringing it to a story. I think that ruins the joke. I like her obsession with hating Clooney when it's kind of just an abstract idea.
You would have preferred it just stay. Why does she hate Clooney instead of exploring it?
Yeah.
I disagree. I think it was an interesting thing to explore, and it turned out to be good as far as like a ridiculous reason. And then she was just like, I just want to destroy him. You don't get to see Francine be crazy Francine very often.
Mm-hmm.
She cut off her hand.
She cut off her damn hand.
See, I missed that part. I must have been like writing something because I turned to Abby. I'm like, why did
well,
she have bandages?
She got
on her
handcuffed
hand?
To a pipe or something by Stan so he could go hang out with Cloondog. And so he's riding a motorcycle up to him, and then she gets on a motorcycle. And she was in the Akira outfit too, with the red motorcycle too.
Okay,
so
I haven't
just
seen Akira.
That was just
so
a
I thought it was
gag.
It was yellow. I thought it was Kill Bill.
Was it yellow?
It was yellow.
If it was yellow, yeah, it was meant to be a Kill Bill reference. I thought it was red. But she had her hand cut off because she chopped it off to get out of the cuffs. She had to kill Clooney, man.
The stupid acting techniques of looking down and then looking up.
Yeah, there's just a lot of this me being confused. Like, this Blake Chase also seems like a reference, but I don't get it.
So you were desperately looking for references.
There's so many deliberate ones, like the Silence of the Lambs one, which goes nowhere.
Kind of a Kill Bill outfit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like Clooney listening to Jewel in a hot tub on a tape player. I thought that was pretty funny.
Did he have cucumbers on his eyes? I think.
Yeah.
That's great.
The next one after that is a really bad episode.
They did they did an alien reference too when Stan came in and the whole place was trashed, and she hunted him, and you know, or was that a Predator reference? When she was hunting him in the dark of the...
That's Silence of the Lambs.
What?
Yeah, in the basement when Buffalo Bill has the night vision
goggles. Oh, the night vision goggles. Yeah, you're right.
That's why her hand comes out to reach.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah. I was wondering where you said, when you said Silence of the Lambs, I was like, I don't recall that. Now I get it. Okay, cool.
Devin, what else? Did you have anything else to talk about this episode? Basically, I don't like this episode, but I came down on.
You wrote down literally, this is a bad episode.
No, this is a really bad episode. Oh,
you got to hear Seth MacFarlane sing? Oh, so good.
He's got a good voice, but I'm tired to hear him sing. He sings everything.
Oh, I'm
Family Guy.
I own his album.
Is he singing Ted, too?
He might.
He's a big, like,
he's a
show
crooner.
Tunes guy.
You get it?
Like, too. He's like a crooner and show tunes guy. But, I don't know. I tried to watch this episode last night and like fell asleep because it was like 2:30 in the morning, and so I watched it again today. And I was kind of into the story. It was like,
so you guys watch them in order?
Yes.
I mean, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, yeah. He watched them separate, but yeah, I watched them in order. So.
Okay, cool.
Do you have anything else to say about this one before we move on to the next one? I don't. Do you have any final thoughts, final words?
No, I don't think I'm going
to
change
your mind,
Jordan.
Do you want me to shoot you down?
Mister, this is a really bad episode.
I mean, it's not going to get any better. Well, it's going to get a little better. I like the third episode.
Okay, good.
Well, okay enough. But I'm really surprised at how much I didn't like these three episodes you chose, because like I generally consider myself a fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a big fan. I'm not going to go out my way to watch it, but like,
you don't despise the show.
Yeah, and I'll turn it on in the background when I'm trying to work or something like that, mm-hmm, every once in a while if there's nothing else.
If there's literally nothing. He'll watch Dragon Tales over American
Dad. I like
Dad.
Dragon Tales. Fuck you. I thought you were going to be the How to Train Your Dragon series, no. Which I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to watch that show.
I'll totally watch that.
It's a good show.
It's good.
Actually, that show is good. Yeah. But Dragon Rhyme. Tales, fuck Dragon Tales for one reason. They rhyme heart with heart. In their like dragon spell thing to
get, it's poetry.
It's bullshit. They're the laziest rappers on earth.
Dragon rappers.
They're mumble rappers.
I'd rather see that show. I'd rather see mumble rap dragons.
I'm bold.
You ever play the South Park Lord of the Rings video game you have to find there's the chin Pokemon you have to find. There's one named Velasa Rapstar. Like my favorite thing ever.
I just remembered that game hasn't come out yet.
The new one, yeah.
Fractured Butthole.
I completely forgot about that. It was supposed to come out a year ago.
Sounds familiar.
It was going to come out a long time ago, yeah. But
I want to play it.
It'll probably come out this summer.
Well, this next one is the telethon one. Mike, we'll get your first reactions to it so I can rip you apart.
Okay. This is the one where, if you guys watched it, you watched it. But if you didn't, it's the one where the CIA is going to cut their torture fund. So they're trying to come up with ideas to raise money. Roger being Roger, because he's basically Paul Lind as a gray bowling pin alien. He's like, you should do a telethon because it's, you know, it's amazing. And well, this is another thing that Seth MacFarlane loves, like old school Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, late 70s era comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, so he really lets Roger embody that at times. Anyway, they do the telethon and, because Stan steals the idea from, Roger. I love it because you get to see, all the characters do different things that they normally wouldn't in a normal like storyline. Steve and his friends become the writers, mm-hmm, of the show. I love that bit.
I love Steve and his friends. That's probably my favorite dynamic of the entire show.
Then I should have had you watch a different episode, but I mean, it's neither here nor there now.
Too late.
Yeah, exactly.
Shot has been already taken.
Three episodes.
Well,
third
if you get a third shot, I'll suggest that episode. I love that they got to do that. That was a fun part. And then Roger haunting the telethon and just causing havoc is just funny because, I don't know, he's just an idiot and he's not even good at what he does. And I don't know. I thought it was good.
He was writing the note and he was like, or Stan was reading his note and it was like, Roger, not Roger, the Phantom. Roger.
Love Roger. The Phantom. Please credit me as the Phantom. Love Roger. I mean, the Phantom. Yeah, I mean, there was some good stuff. I mean, it opened with a midget joke where I'm like, God damn it. What is this? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, right off the bat? Like,
Okay, I'm trying to think of like the midget joke.
It's midget assassin.
The midget assassin in the car.
No, he's a band. He's a band leader.
Oh man.
Stan was like, I didn't know your recent assignment.
How high am I when I watch
fashion.
These episodes?
Yeah. Like, I like the lame jokes. They were kind of funny. And it had that balls joke. Like, we don't need to go blue. And he laughs. I like that. I laugh at that.
That's lazy man's comedy.
Yeah.
Balls. Maybe we're trying too hard. Oh, it's the second time I've said that on this podcast. But it's still funny. The opening bit where Stan is trying to convince everyone that he's an idea guy. And Francine is just like, you're not. No, come
dark
on, bulb. Stan.
Dark bulbs.
And he's sitting on the... He's like, remember that time I built the machine? They're like, that was just a hat.
I did like the machine hat.
Yeah, and they came back and he's wearing this construction paper hat.
It's like just a half-assed, sorting hat that just says machine on it.
It says machine. And then he's thinking of these, you know, obviously terrible, stupid, non-ideas. I don't know. That was a good bit, in my opinion.
This episode has something that the other two don't, that I think is a pretty big deal. It has Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Which I still don't understand why this was the show he chose of all the shows to be on.
He loves Seth.
I get it. Like, I mean, I remember watching an interview with him where he's like, they're like, what's your favorite show? He's like, honestly, probably Beavis and Butthead. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is in the middle of the 90s. Like, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just like, okay, cool. There's, like, be on Family Guy. Like, I mean, I'm sure he is on Family Guy, but like as a recurring character, it's like, why is this the show?
Like, he picks so many just out there things all the time.
That's what I love about him.
Just because he's so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just does whatever.
I mean, have you seen Green Room?
Awesome. Not yet, but I want to.
Oh, fuck. That movie's amazing. And the fact that he was in it, like, just, like, this low-budget kind of, I don't know, playing a Nazi.
Oh, he was a Nazi in it?
Yeah, he's the leader of the skinhead bar. It's fucking amazing. Have you seen Green Room?
No, I wanted to see it really bad, especially because he was in it.
So good.
But it looked pretty, like, straightforward to me. I was so this band shows up, and then they get locked in, and then what?
The story's pretty basic, but, like, it's the way it's done.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, it's one of those, but, like, oh, fuck, it's brutal.
Cool, yeah. I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah.
He did, I mean, just because he's friends with Seth, he did some voices on Cosmos as some characters as well. Cosmos?
Oh, the show. Yeah, right. I forgot about that. Seth MacFarlane produced that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
Well, he's a big fan of science.
I get it, but it's just weird. Like, when you're like, from executive producer, Seth MacFarlane comes Cosmos.
With Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Remember that time we landed on the moon?
Whoa. Look at the moon. Looks like there's some moon pies over here.
One small step for me, one giant leap for... even know where I was going with that. Yeah, dumb fart joke or something.
Remember that time? I remember that time I farted. That's all I got.
I love your guys' summaries of Seth MacFarlane jokes.
What else is there?
I want to hear what you guys thought about the Phantom of the Telethon.
Yeah, what did you... I got plenty.
This might have been my favorite one. I was just laughing the most. All the dumb jokes and Stan's idiocy is really endearing. Like, I do like him as a character.
The one thing that I reminded of is a little bright point in Barry's story. Because Barry's an idiot. Barry, he's pegged as the idiot friend. And he gives this joke to Stan, and he's just like, this next act, you think this next act would be just or too hot, last act was too cold, this one's just right, because it's a bear. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I think people will be confused, because there's only one. You're overthinking it!
Oh.
And then throws his clipboard and stuff.
That sounds like me at all the sketches.
No, wasn't that was like the...
You're overthinking it!
Wasn't that the second one, though? Because he was like, because Stan was like, just right.
Well, yeah, when he delivers it on stage, he goes, this next act is just right. And then it cuts to Barry.
He's a joke killer.
He's a joke killer. He's a joke killer. And I thought that was a good bit.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, in that episode, it was fun to explore different avenues for Steve's friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I think I like the next one more. Because you get that dynamic. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't think it went unnoticed that you brought up, or you showed us an episode about Fast and the Furious.
And yoga.
And yoga.
I could have done a different one about Fast and the Furious, but
We'll get to that in a minute.
But, okay, cool.
I did write, and now black music. like I'm not sure if I'm offended or if I'm laughing, but
it's basically what we did last week on the show.
Yeah. But it was like 70s disco music.
And they were all on roller skates, too, which was great.
The other detail is like all white people except for one black chick, too.
Yep, that's what it was.
Irene Grossbard, whatever her name is that a reference to something? I was very confused about that
Irene
one.
Grossbard, what part of this episode?
That was the old lady dancing and just saying her sister's name.
Yeah, I wondered, too. Yeah, it's her sister, Irene.
No, that was not a reference to anything. That's just like an old gross lady dancing, and then at the end you find out that her sister's dead. I don't know.
It went on for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it went on very long.
It wasn't like something where it's like Irene Grossbard. All right, great, thanks. It's like Irene Grossbard, she's my sister. It's like long.
I don't know. I enjoyed that part.
Oh, and I laughed at someone cut the itty-bitty brake line on the Bears line. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. Other than that, I don't have much. I think I gave up writing lines on this one because I didn't have much else to say.
Because you were laughing so hard.
That's sure. We'll
That's
go
exactly
with that
what
one.
It was, right? Distracted. Yeah, yeah.
Got distracted.
I did
got
like
distracted.
Roger's little keyboard thing.
Yeah. That
was the fart thing was like, ugh.
How about this? A joke that could have been absolutely awful, but was actually funny. The bomb has been disarmed, and then they're like, "Yay!" He's like, "That's what I'm gonna say when I disarm the bomb." Yeah. He comes back. The arm is disbombed. Oh, goddamn it!
See, here's where my
it could have been awful if they delivered it or animated or set it up, made it too long, stupid. But it's just right. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was so dumb. See,
there is this thing, and it's hard when you talk about animated comedy shows, where it's like, you don't want to be that guy, but it's like, The Simpsons did it so much better. Like,
oh, okay, I understand.
There's the Radioactive Man episode, where it's like, perfect! We found our new Radioactive Man! Is what I'd be saying to you if you weren't an inch too short. You know, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
It's just so much better.
Well,
and it's like,
I mean, that's also just a bit in general that's been done probably to death. And
yeah.
That's why I'm thinking, that's why I was surprised when I laughed at it every time, because it's, I don't know. I think it's just Roger's voice. I
like Roger a lot. So yeah. I mean, like, especially in this episode, he's fun. Like when he kidnaps Steve.
And
dresses him like the Phantom's girl. Whatever the hell she is.
Steve,
I don't know.
I'm trying to do something! He kidnaps Steve, dresses him up like shoot, what is her name?
I don't even remember.
I've never seen...
You've never seen...
I've seen the Gerard Butler version.
Oh, okay.
And I think I've probably
Christine,
seen the silent
that's
film.
Her name, Christine.
Yeah.
All the dumb jokes, though, are just, like, great for me. Like, when... I don't know, this one was pretty dumb, but when he gets caught, like, when they do the little chase or whatever, he thinks it's going to be forever, and he just gets caught right away.
But we're setting up for a longer
chase
scene.
Yeah.
And Stan's like, Roger. He just, like, calls after him and chases him. And then Roger's like, I'm not Roger, I'm the Phantom, and takes off his mask. And Stan's like Roger. It's like, wait, who did you think I was?
Yeah.
He catches himself. He's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. They do that a couple times, actually, because, I mean, it's such an easy gag to do since Roger's always dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
There's another episode of where Roger's Roy Rogers McFreely, who is the who becomes the neighborhood, like the president of the community board. And the whole time, Stan just keeps calling him Roger, and he keeps going, no, it's Roy Rogers, and he keeps doing it. And at the very end of the episode... he's like, Stan, I think I ought to tell you. And he takes off his costume. He's like, it was me the whole time. And he's just like, what? No. I don't know. I love that.
Yeah, I do like that whole I like the joke where it's very obviously like we were just Abby and I were just watching 30 Rock before we started watching this. And there was a character, a Tina Fey's character made up named Kenneth Toilet Hole. and they did the whole thing where he was talking to the page. I can't remember. Kenneth the page. And she's like, why don't we all go out for dinner together? She's like, what is wrong with me? To herself. And that cuts to the end of the show with them doing it. It's like, Where'd Kenneth go? He's like, oh, he went to go to the bathroom. He's like, oh, I'll go get him real quick. He's like, no, don't do that. And she comes back and she's wearing like a mustache, a orange mustache and like a ginger wig. It's like, where'd Liz go? He's like, oh, I gotta go feed the meter. I'll be right back. This keeps happening to me.
I love some good visual gags.
Oh yeah. Many of which we have on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just describe visual gags.
I'm doing, I'm juggling some chainsaws and...
Whoa, don't drop it.
Very quiet.
I'm juggling my penis. It's all I got.
That's a dangerous combination.
Two chainsaws and my
penis.
You can't
juggle one thing.
Got two chainsaws and my micro penis. I was going for a Beck thing and it fucked it up.
I don't think any of those syllables match up with two something. What? Shoot, what is it? Two turntables.
Yeah. Two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah. Two chainsaws and a micropenis.
No.
You're attributing that to Beck?
Yeah.
Two turntables and a microphone?
Is that not him?
He did not come up with two turntables and a microphone. We'll have another hip hop episode.
Apparently, I didn't learn anything the last one.
We'll do it. You'll learn.
I probably won't.
Part two later.
All right, well, let's get into this last one, and we'll close it up from here. I feel bad for Mike now.
We'll hear the verdict.
this is American Stepdad, Season 8.
Oh, it's a good one.
Let's get Devin's reaction first.
It's a good one.
I was, like I said, very... weirded out the entire episode.
It is uncomfortable at times.
I was not, I mean, outside of just like the uncomfortable stuff that like when Roger is making out with his mom and she's pulling his ponytail like pinned up against the wall.
I don't know why you'd be uncomfortable with that. That's just sexy.
Intergalactic, interspecies, real. I mean, this is the second time in a row we've talked about interspecies sex. But
it
like,
won't be the last, I promise you.
But just, I mean, I don't know, maybe in the future I'll be able to accept extraterrestrials having sex with humans. It's only 2016.
It's only 2016? Oh my God. I didn't know we were doing this in the past.
Yeah, we put these out way late.
I was going to say, I got to tell you guys about my
new Do you have anything
week.
To plug next yeah. year?
I got some projects in the works.
I'm still getting used to the year, obviously.
It's about to be May. Well, no, a couple more weeks.
It'll be May by the
end. It's almost May. I get confused with episodes getting released later on that 2 weeks in time makes me go back 3 or 4 months in time.
It's a weird problem. You got a weird brain, bro.
I
don't know. I've lived with it.
We release it a year.
Sometimes
and 2 weeks after this we record it. It's not that hard to remember.
1 year and 2 weeks.
1 year and 2 weeks ago.
As the famous Abe Lincoln quote started. 1 year and two weeks ago, our country was formed. Right. And we're already in a civil war.
Countrymen. this one was really funny. And I was weirded out the whole time because of the whole stepdad situation going on. I'm going through the process of I don't know.
Transconfiguration.
Can I say cuck? No,
are
it's
you
not
a
really
cuck?
That. No, it's different than that.
I'm into
it's different
it.
Than that. Definitely it's different.
I'm proud of you if you can admit it.
No, it's definitely different than that. but no, watching
watching what?
Being a new dad. Is
a
tough.
Nude dad?
Being a new dad. Hmm.
A
tough.
Nude
I've been
dad.
I've never been a nude dad.
You got to be at least once. You got to be at
I've
least
I've seen a
once.
Nude dad.
Oh, you got to teach him to shower. You got to teach him to shower.
Oh, God, that's the worst. That's never happening.
Why does this shower have two shower heads?
No, we're not doing that. Oh. That's not what I was going for.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
All I was saying was my father taught me to shower.
I apologize because my girlfriend's in the room right now. And I just said that our whole relationship was a cuck scenario. And she told me not to filter myself, so.
Don't call me a she.
Sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to offend you if you thought our whole thing was...
That's why you've been holding back on your hatred for this show.
Yeah, I know. I felt like he's just been holding back to be nice.
I'm your dad now, though. Mike. And I'm dating.
Hey, wait, man, that's cool. That's cool.
I'm your boy dad. Give me all your love and candy.
Just show me how to shower and we can break it off.
Can we take a break?
No.
I just can't wait.
Do we need to take a break?
He needs a mic break.
No, to teach him how to shower. I just can't wait. I want to be a good dad so bad.
Man, now I think I brought this upon myself. First of all, by making you watch this episode.
It was unintended.
And
it
then
was the best part of the episode.
Well, it wasn't. The synchronicity was outrageous because I was not in my right mind, first of all, say, while watching this. I was in a different state
of
mind. And I was freshly showered for once. And so, like, the episode kicked off with the Fast and the Furious and yoga episodes. I'm like, this is already, like, so much synchronicity is going on right now. And just the whole storyline of the stepdad, I was like, I'm a stepdad who does yoga too.
You don't do yoga. You did it once.
But I do it.
You did yoga.
So you're saying that Roger's character, what was his name again? His name was
Tom
Yabo.
Tom Yabo.
Yeah.
Which is weird because my stepdad's name is Tom.
My dad's name is Tom.
My dad's name is Yoba.
Okay.
Yabo
Newsom.
Yeah.
Yabo Newsom.
But yeah, Tom Yabo. So you're saying that Tom Yabo was speaking to you on a different level?
Yeah.
Which is a little weird. Okay.
Yoga's very spiritual.
True.
Hmm?
I love the bit where he is in his yoga studio, which is also just the infinitely large attic.
Yes.
It is only as large as they need it, just like Superman's powers. And he goes up to the guy, he's like, I'm just going to adjust your arm here, and then I'm going to stick my thumb in your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm very upset that BC had to do that.
Didn't do that. I mean, we thought about it, Daring.
I mean, he talked about it a lot, but he was just
talking about stretching
us
out the whole time. So.
I'm going to stretch you guys out. Just getting real stretched. Are you guys ready to do some yoga right now? did he talk
very
quietly?
Well, Devin and you will do it in the shower later.
All right, fine. It's better when wet.
That is true. Wet yoga is the best yoga.
Absolutely.
Wet yoga. There's nothing better than stretching and a slippery floor.
What were your thoughts, George? Do you have any notes specifically on this episode?
Yes. I like this episode. Overall, I like this episode the most.
Okay.
Again, I think this is the one where they're like, they're not heavy handed with their political, satire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I nitpick most of my notes are just nitpicks.
Okay.
Like the Schindler's List joke, I thought was lazy, and unfunny.
When
they're like, oh, Ray Fiennes? Where's Ray Fiennes? And they bring out their Schindler's List poster.
Walk away. Say, that
and
was,
it turns to red and the one shirt's red.
Well, yeah, that was a weird stretch. I don't know why I found it funny, but yeah, that is a weird stretch for a joke.
It's definitely the most Family Guy-esque out of the three we watched.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
I think like that joke would have been funny if they just ran, Ray Fiennes, and they had Schindler's List posters, like that's the Ray Fiennes movie they wanted. Like that's funny enough right there. And then adding the hey, do you get it? Like are you sure you get it? Do you remember what Schindler's List was? Remember that black and white movie with the red shirt girl or red dress girl? Sorry, I'm really angry about this for some reason.
Hey, I love that movie too, but I just didn't take it as like I don't know, some sort
of we know it's
offense.
Fiction. Like none of that happened. We know.
Some of it happened.
No, none of it happened. It's all made up.
Oscar Schindler was a real person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind. I give up.
Next you're going to say the Holocaust happened.
No, that didn't happen. I'm saying
no,
Oscar Schindler was a very good German man that provided for his country. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. See? And he helped all those people out at those Holocaust centers.
What? No. Holocaust? There's no such thing.
Holocaust centers.
Holocaust.
Hi, welcome to the Holocaust Center.
They were just camps while everything got settled over. So,
while everything got settled over.
They signed a waiver. Never mind.
I made shells for the Germans too, but mine worked, damn it. Simpsons, making better Schindler's List jokes than any other show.
Why don't they?
So you didn't like the opening?
The John Stamos joke was, I literally rolled my eyes.
You? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Which was the Stamos joke? I don't remember.
It was he played the
wake.
Yeah, he's like the famous Greek character.
He
spoke at the funeral.
Yeah, Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules died, and he got put in a what did they call his coffin?
I don't know what that was.
Oh man,
I thought it was a pierogi at first.
No, it was a really good like a pun, and if it was good enough, I would have remembered it. But it was like a weird food that he was in, and to finish the funeral, we're gonna have famous Greek character Jesse Katsopoulos. Played by John Stamos. Have mercy. Yeah.
And then it's
so stupid. Like, I loved it.
The old Greek tradition of funerals by just raiding everything that's
stealing everything that isn't nailed to the ground.
Fast and Furious. I mean, it's obviously gonna be immediate, George is gonna like this one.
Oh, yeah. that was very strategic.
I'm very upset at how good it was at representing the Fast and the Furious franchise. Part of what I love about that movie is its subtle, not so subtle homoeroticism.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Racing the bullet.
Racing the bullet thing. I thought that was hilarious.
That's probably one of the best parts of the episode. So are you saying that that's, in your opinion, a much better side story than the first episode I had you watch? So you prefer something that has more time given to it, and there's a place where it's going.
There's a story to it that's not segment of events.
I value them both, especially since the Fast and the Furious one was absolutely hilarious.
Frustrated.
Okay, another great Barry line is, we gotta keep it wet before we take it to the ocean.
Yeah, treating it like it's a whale.
Goddamn plane. So good. I don't know. I really like that.
I was going to get to it later, but like the fact that Roger and Stan built that muscle car.
Yes, yes.
Together. I was so upset that they didn't find a way to link the Fast and the Furious story with that. Yeah. That's such a major plot point in the original story, main story, that it's like, why not? And they just, all it does is like, he just falls off a cliff and it's get rid of it. It's like, it adds nothing to the story.
I'm not going to speak for the writers, but I would expect that the whole point of the whole building the car thing with his stepdad was like, oh, we're going to link these later. And then they're like, we have no way of doing this. So they just gave up on it.
I mean, I'm not.
So I can see what you're talking about, but I'm perfectly okay with them just it crashing and being.
I mean, it was kind of like the Tokyo Drift scene.
I mean, that's literally just a purple version of Dom's car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
I think it's a Dodge Charger.
It's a
looks like
Challenger, I think.
Challenger,
or no, it's an Avenger. Wait,
it's something like
what's
that.
What's the one that is in Vanishing Point? That's what.
You're right.
I think it's an Avenger or a Challenger.
I don't know. I haven't seen Vanishing Point forever, or Grindhouse in forever.
But I think it's a replica of Vanishing
Grindhouse
Point.
Grindhouse playing in June in the drive-in. I don't know. I thought this one was funnier. I liked Stan a little bit more.
Yeah.
I liked his story a little bit more. I thought he was funny. God. The monkey's uncle joke was so fucking funny.
I loved that, too.
I don't know why I found that so funny, but God damn it. Like, I was, like, literally, like, that was probably the only time I, like, audibly laughed the entire time. Like, everything else was just uncle. That's funny. But the monkey's uncle, like, I'm like, that's fucking great.
Right. The monkey.
It's like, but I have nowhere to go. My parents are dead.
I died in a car crash.
In the truck.
I was in the other car. Yeah. It was.
Sometimes humans just have these sayings that don't necessarily mean what they say. That was really funny. Oh, the legs joke? What does that mean?
The
studio
letter,
executive.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But it was good.
I don't even know.
Come on, guys. Bring it in.
It's like they got bored of their own show. They're like, well, let's just throw this in here.
It's a Family Guy thing, too. That's another, like, this one had the most, like, cutaway things and most, like, to me, like, Family Guy-style jokes instead of more just,
which is weird why I liked it as much as I did.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Tucson. What did I think about Tucson?
Oh, they were talking about Tucson's been dadded.
Oh yeah, Tucson. You've been dadded. They've actually done that a couple times since now too.
That's fine, which is good.
Yeah. What was it? Was like, congratulations! You've been you were American Dad's 1,000th vagina joke.
No one is safe.
Yeah, no one is safe.
I like to think they actually counted them out.
I do like to think that too. He actually counted them out.
That seems like a weird esoteric thing they would do.
Yeah.
Or some crazed fan like me be like, all right, I'm going to count the amount of times that Steve has not gotten laid.
Yeah, they did a trick.
I do get sad when Steve doesn't get laid, though.
Just like pulling for him.
Yeah, I'm just like, come on, Steve.
He's pulling for him.
But once he does get laid, it's gonna ruin it.
Is he still not?
Still hasn't been laid. The closest he got was Carmen Selectra. He almost had sex with Carmen Selectra because they couldn't, obviously.
Yeah.
or they could and they didn't for good reason.
Or they just decided to say Selectra because it sounds like Electra.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh God, get out of here!
What do you mean?
Like Carmen Electra?
I don't know who that is.
She's like Daredevil's girlfriend.
Who's Daredevil?
No, Carmen Electra is a real person. And Daredevil's girlfriend. I kind of wish that was true, though. She was also Daredevil's girlfriend.
Electra is my second favorite movie next to Catwoman. So
nice. Good choices. You have good taste.
I love those spinoff movies that were just not thought out at all.
You know what? I don't really like the Catwoman movie as much as I do the basketball scene. I could just watch that all day.
In which one?
In Catwoman.
I've actually never seen Catwoman.
Oh, okay.
I haven't either.
That's something you have to watch. Or at least listen to the How Did This Get Made episode.
No, I've listened to that.
Okay.
Is Daryl Hannah in that? Is it Daryl Hannah, the villain?
No idea. Wait, Daryl Hannah?
From Kill Bill?
Yes,
he's the one who whistles.
What? No, that's
not. No, not Daryl. Daryl's a woman. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't have much else to say. I mean, like, we'll get into like our closing thoughts in a second, but like I don't know. I just say, do you guys have anything else to say before we kind of wrap it up?
Loved, of course, the Fast and the Furious side.
Whoever did Vin Diesel in that was great.
Yeah, the racing a bullet through a beer can to shotgun the beer, absolutely amazing. One of the
I will say that was not the fact that it wasn't a Corona really upset me.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, okay, I can't get the licensing for it, whatever.
Yeah,
because Dom only drinks Corona.
It's a
very big plot point in some of the movies. In Seven, it's a big thing between him and Kurt Russell.
Yep, and Kurt Russell had a bucket of them ready.
Yeah, he had Corona, but Kurt Russell likes German beers. I don't know entirely what that means.
That's something that they had to type out in the script and keep.
Very important for character development to know what kind of beer everyone prefers.
At the same point, I'll put up with it to have Kurt Russell in Fast and Furious movies.
Yep.
Because he's in them forever.
He's going to be in the next one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's the team leader now.
So good.
I'm so fucking excited. I so desperately want him to have an eye patch.
Why didn't he get one? He got injured. They could have done that.
It's easy. They could do it. They could
God damn it.
If this is a backdoor origin story for Snake Plissken, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. Because at this point, I wouldn't put it past them.
I hope they do. They're all superheroes now, so they can do whatever they want.
They literally just say, let's go save the world.
Yeah.
They don't even have any airs about it.
Yeah, I saw the article where they're like, we're not rolling out space for future movies.
Dude.
You're not going to drive cars in space.
Hell yeah, they are.
Can't drive space cars.
Dude, they're going to race on the rings.
Have you seen these? You haven't seen the good ones.
What are they going to do? How are they going to pull this?
That's the best part of the series is you don't know what they're going to do. They just do it.
They're going to team up with Virgin Mobile and ride the space ferries to the moon.
Space race ferries?
The SpaceX. No, that's different. That's
we got to get to Mars first.
Look, hey, I know this guy. His name is Elon Musk. I think he could figure something out about space cars or something. How do you breathe in space? Hey, Jason Statham, how do you breathe in space? You've probably been in a space movie.
How can I get my team into space?
I'm The Rock. I was in Doom. That's in space.
They
should, I'm the Rock.
They should make it like the next Tokyo Drift. Just like do all new characters, but in like a Mars high school.
You joke about this, but like I would love to watch an all Martian cast of Fast and Furious.
I think the next thing they're going to do is prequels, and they're going to do, like, high school racing.
But the image of Martians I have in my head is the image of Martians from Galaxy Quest. Those tiny little green guys all drag racing.
No. Oh, boy.
So what do you think about Galaxy Quest?
I like Galaxy Quest. Well, thanks for loving the episodes, guys. I'm glad it changed your minds.
Devin, we have one more thing before we close.
Uh-oh.
We ask our guests and ourselves if this was a hit or miss.
Yes, I'll go first. Self, did you like The Fast and the Furious?
Thank you for taking this out of my hands. I appreciate it.
I was asking myself. We all know you were going to ask me.
Mm-hmm. Self.
Fans of the show. We know by now. 10 episodes in.
Shotheads.
Cult following. Hey. Yeah, shotheads.
You got all those new listeners from cleveland.com. They got to know.
This is the 12th episode.
Shoddy two hotties out there. I don't know. I watched American Dad, like, feeling like when I first saw it, thought it was a Family Guy ripoff because, like, family, like, setting's the same. Like, they have dad, mom, daughter, son, animal that talks, and weird bald guy that shouldn't be speaking English. And
you have a problem just with Roger speaking? Okay, never mind. Keep going.
I guess aliens would be a maybe.
Roger is kind of the Stewie of the show, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in that he...
I should have said effeminate bald guys.
He takes things, different places. You're right. He's kind of like the Stewie.
Oh, yeah, with ray guns. It's another one.
He very rarely has ray guns.
Does he? All right.
Very rarely.
Need to watch more American Dad.
He doesn't really exploit his alienness much.
It didn't really happen.
It was really only a crux in the first episode, and then they're just like, eh.
No, later on, they'll explore his planet and stuff, and then they'll go into outer space, and then he'll go to his ship. Every once in a while, he'll have some sort of bodily problem that has to do with like his mating period.
Yeah, I remember him
like
secreting something at one point.
Yeah. sometimes during when he's like in heat, he lactates. It's interesting. Yeah. He shits a golden turd.
Oh, I remember that.
Encrusted with gems.
The gold turd saga.
So good.
Was a big one. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of remember like a lot of parts of these episodes you're mentioning, but I think I've like only seen them once. To like remember quite the episodes, but I remembered like Carmen Electra a little bit. Like I've watched it a lot more than I thought because I actually had seen like two out of these three episodes.
Oh, okay,
before.
Cool. Yeah,
I just didn't really remember the plots. But I'll
so
say
besides the third one disturbing you,
on the third one
on an existential level,
it didn't really disturb me. It was just like, oh, this is weird. But like, I liked it. I still liked it. I don't know. I'll give it a hit because I laughed a lot, and it did make me like Stan's story more, and it's like more of a like I was more interested in their relationship than like Peter and Lois a little bit.
Okay,
like,
I would definitely say
they're a better couple.
Yeah,
they're more interesting as a duo. I would definitely agree with that. So
I'll say it's a hit for me. I don't know if I'll. Let's be honest, I'll have the time on my hands at some point. But I was like...
something else in your hands,
It's
too.
Just like... You're not
like clamoring to go home and be like, I gotta watch a few more episodes.
Yeah, like I've rarely gone back and binge-watched a cartoon.
You before, like, haven't ever, or you have?
I mean, like stuff I'd seen before. Like I used to watch, like, I mean, I'll watch Futurama all the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I've done that twice.
Rick and Morty. Okay. But it'll be rare that I watch a whole thing outside of like BoJack coming out on Netflix.
Oh, man. So good.
So excited for the new season.
Wait. Yeah. There's a fourth season coming out soon? When?
Well, it's usually in the summer. They haven't announced anything, but they're always like a month before it comes out. They announce
okay.
it. But
okay.
Yeah, that one doesn't
This is more
much
just
hype.
Anticipation.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I'll give it a hit, and I'll probably throw a few more on at some point, or if it's on, I'll take more interest because these did make me laugh. So
happy to hear. So now me?
Yes, you.
So I talk about my
obsession. Is this
a
hit or a miss for you?
Well, George, I have to say, you brought up some good points with, like, what were they doing with X, Y, and Z in these episodes? And, yeah, it's a good point. And I think it was because I had such a I think it was because I was very starry-eyed to the jokes that I loved. I mean, I said I love hearing Seth MacFarlane sing. That's one of the reasons why I picked that one, because I was like, he sings. Francine does something that she never really gets featured. I love Francine. Like, I've gone on Twitter and proposed to Wendy Shaw. She's the
oh boy.
She's amazing.
We had a no creeps policy on this show. Hey,
related to Kristen?
Too late. No, not related. But she's it's not for real. But anyway, love Wendy Shaw. She's great. I love her character. And so that's why I like that one. But no, I accept your criticism, George. There are some parts in there that are just like, why would they go with that joke?
Mm-hmm.
It was a hit for me because those are episodes that I really enjoy. But I accept your new take.
We accept our alien overlords. Ants overlord. Whatever. Fuck it. Well, I guess for me, I don't know. Just based on these three episodes, I'm going to have to say it's a miss. I'd like that last episode probably the most, but I still wouldn't say I enjoyed it necessarily. I enjoyed probably half of that episode. So I enjoyed one half of three episodes. The other two, I just really
not a good grade.
No, that's what I would get in high school. That's basically my high school average.
One sixth of a pass.
Yeah, basically, like overall, like, I mean, I've always considered myself a fan of the show. So I don't know, like, but I mean, just based on these three episodes, it's definitely a miss.
Damn. So sad.
I just remember in my head, like, better episodes. And I'm like, I don't know what, like, if you're trying to go with, like more out-of-the-box episodes or something, which, I mean, is cool. I mean, I did it with Tokyo Drift, so I can't say anything. But
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. These ones just didn't do it for me. So.
Interesting. Bummer.
Yeah.
And now you shall be put to death.
Hey, it was nice living.
I already did it with his ego by talking over all this. I don't know what I'm doing.
What?
I'm a podcast host. What am I doing? I just like just say words. Like,
you just got to fill up the dead air. That's what it
is. That's basically what I'm doing right now. Well, Mike, do you have anything to plug? Do you have anything you?
I am a host on my own podcast. I guess I could plug that.
Yeah,
that's all nice. You guys, all you Cleveland.com listeners, you just gotta. Listen on down to Akron.
Akron.com.
Akron.com.
Great following.
I am the host of, I'll say this, I am the creator of the Unbelievables podcast, which is an improv / conversational podcast featured, you know, mostly comedians, mostly improv people, but I mean, stand up people. And it's fun. It's a good time. I don't know really. You can listen to it on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a great show. I was on it a few times. It's a lot of fun. You were
the very funny Bono.
Bono.
It was fucking hilarious. That's actually one of our highest rated episodes, too. So
the second one or the first one?
The Bono episode.
Oh. I did Bono twice.
You did the tail end of the show as Bono in the first one, very briefly.
I like the idea of people actually thinking it was Bono.
That's when
Bono?
Bono was on this show. But the second one is really high rated.
Bono and his tour of his YouTube cover band U2GIO, and his holographic
Bono plays the drums. He doesn't sing.
He's a drummer, and
they feature
there's a hologram of Tupac.
Yep,
that comes out. That it's not actually turns out not actually a hologram. He's just summoned from hell.
He's a demon that's been summoned, but the clothes that he's wearing are a hologram. Yes. And that's what. Yeah, that was a good episode.
I don't know where any of that came from. it's a good show. Check it out. We got Sad Boy stuff. You can just check that out online.
Oh, yeah.
Dates on that are kind of like all over the place.
The Sad Boys show this month is coming
22nd.
April 22nd, but this is going to be past that. Yeah.
So there's a 25th of...
Yeah, 25th of May is a Saturday. So come out to that show at Michelle's in Kent, please.
Yeah.
It'll be a good show.
Devin, you got anything? You having some fun on the bun?
Phone on the bun?
Oh, boy. George needs sleep. He's falling asleep as we speak.
I don't have anything. Follow me at News on Devon. Follow us at Second Shot Pod on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're on YouTube now.
Yeah, we are. We only got one video, but it's a good one.
We're going to have more. We're going to upload our mumble rap song on there, I think.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I think we should.
Dude, I'm pumped for that. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
That comes up. Well, while we're recording this, it's going to go up right after we're done.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long one, but it's good.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I got, you know, everything Devin said. Follow me on News on Devon.
Follow George.
We got the Facebook for the podcast, you know, Second Shot Pod. The email, if you want to be on the show, email secondshotpod@gmail.com.
Like one of those little promos, be like, if you'd like to be on Second Shot Podcast, please email us.
The views of George Dunn do not necessarily reflect George Dunn's opinions.
They 100% reflect.
Sometimes they do. Well, I have my drive-in May 13th. I'm showing Alien, the original Alien, and Predator.
For those that are unaware of the drive-in, because when I describe it to people, they go, so is it like indoors, but you drive your car in?
Yeah. Well, it's the indoor drive-in. Basically, it's just I set it up like a drive-in in terms of the programming. So there's old ads and trailers and cartoons and stuff like that in between the movies. And it's just an old double feature. I usually try to stick to older movies, but it's kind of been wavering. I did Trapped in the Closet in the Room, so that's not all that old. But yeah, I mean, there's that, and then we got a few other ones. Just check us out. Follow me on Facebook. You'll see it. I got next month. The month after that will be Grindhouse, and then I'm trying to figure out July's right now. But
so Grindhouse is a double feature with what? Is it going to be just those two?
Grindhouse because I'm lazy and I don't feel like doing any work for that one. I'm going to put like two trailers ahead of it, but that's about it. Just check that out and it'd be fun.
Grindhouse was Tarantino's. It was Rodriguez and Tarantino, mm-hmm. and Rodriguez did
Planet Terror, and Death Proof was
Death Proof. Yeah.
Death Proof is wildly underrated. Planet Terror is wildly overrated. I like Planet Terror. I think it's fun, but like it's not a good movie.
Right.
And Death Proof is like a legit good Grindhouse movie.
What are your thoughts on Dusk Till Dawn?
Overall, I don't like it.
Oh, really?
I don't like Rodriguez.
All right, quick question. When you went into it, did you know about it? Did you know about the movie?
I didn't see it until I was like 22.
Oh, I see. Well, I didn't see it until I was about maybe 20.
Yeah.
But I think that was my second Rodriguez film. But my friend was just like, it's just
it's
George
fine.
Clooney's in it. I was like, okay, I'll watch it.
It's not even Rodriguez's best film, I don't think. And that's saying a lot because he doesn't have very many good ones.
I love Machete. Love it.
He didn't do the first Machete.
He didn't?
He directed the second one. He produced and came up with the idea of...
I'm ashamed.
...the first one.
I can't think of any Rodriguez movie I've seen.
Spy Kids. Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Desperado.
I think
Planet Terror.
I think Spy Kids is the only one I've seen. Yeah.
He did all the Spy Kid movies.
Those are...
He's done a lot. He's not very good. But, I mean, I respect him because he's a guy who can just make something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He works completely outside of the studio for the most part.
Oh, really?
So, which is
cool. He started funding his own movies by doing experiments. Or he was signing up for experimental drugs. You know, real test subjects.
Wow.
And then selling his blood, selling his his organs.
Putting his heart.
That's how he made his first movie, El Mariachi. It was like something like $15,000.
In blood?
He just got picked up. Yeah. I mean, he was just selling like bone marrow and just like doing, being tested on basically.
Jeez.
Like a drug addict.
That's crazy. But that, I mean,
but
hustle.
Then he, like, hustle. He just does all he's his own crew. Like he cooks for the cast and everything. Like he just.
How does anyone do all that? Any one person do
cocaine.
That?
He doesn't have money for it. He puts it all into the movie.
He does his music.
People are just getting all this coke blood in their transfusions.
That'd be amazing. I'm gonna go someplace and ask if I can just get a coke blood transfusion and see what kind of looks I get.
They should start. Yeah, there's like probably a black market out there where they just like.
I just want to feel high for like
overdose victims.
I want to feel high for 15 minutes.
I don't want the addiction. Well, if you guys are addicted to the podcast, follow us on iTunes and rate and review us and all that stuff. That was really smooth. I was surprised how good that was. Rate and review us and all that good stuff. We will see you next week. I just remember what we're doing next week. Maybe I'll save it. I'll surprise everybody. But I'm not looking forward to it. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not looking at it because I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll tell you after. But we'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
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 Here's something about Charlize Theron when I worked with her on Million Days Away at Die in the West. hi, I'm Seth MacFarlane.
That's what he said. He said to her, "Hi, I'm Seth MacFarlane."
Yeah,
I'm going to go pee now.
We're on a break anyways.
If anyone leaves to pee, I shall kill you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.